Coco, you said in an interview recently you felt that some of the girls gave standoffish vibes. What did you mean by that?
Well, the Casa girls, it was good. But I think, like, in the beginning, Alandria was a little standoffish, especially when Alandria kind of made her return. I could tell she was, like, upset that her girls were not there. Like, she was not feeling that shit, which is understandable.
Alandria, what's your reaction to this?
I was standoffish. I'm not finna come in being fake and trying to purposely be besties with these girls that I don't know. I'm gonna be nice, right, and I'm gonna be cordial, but it's like, I don't know you guys. And then I just got fake dumped, coming back and saying Taylor with somebody else. I had so many fucking emotions going on. I had no time to process nothing. So that's why I was standoffish.
So y'all were together last night, I hear, and JD asked if you wanted to speak to Coco, and you said,
I'm cool.
I'm cool.
Yes.
What was that about?
So I liked Coco when we was in the villa. It's just how people are acting outside of the villa I'm just not fucking with. She was on a podcast and was saying that I was saying Taylor was my man, my man, my man. I barely even spoke to these damn girls. She's even telling you, like, oh, I was coming to Alandria because she was so standoffish. So when the hell did I say my man, my man, my man around any of you guys? Clark, do you remember me saying that?
Never.
Jaden? Grayson?
Never.
Vanna?
When I said my man, my man, that was not me being shady. That was not me trying to come for you. So I never wanted to make you feel that way. When I said that, that was me saying, like, I thought y'all was locked in, like, for real. So when I saw that he picked Clark over you, I was shook. I thought y'all were that locked in. You were saying my man, like, you were calling him your man, like, you had took a picture, you kissed it, and it was cute as fuck. I'm not coming for you. And even in that podcast, when she said that delusional statement, I was not fucking with that. I would never, ever try to do you. Like, I mean that. That was not me being shady. I'm too 100 for that.
Right, but my thing is, if you're gonna go on a podcast, speak to your true experience. I would have appreciated if you would have spoken on my character that you got to see in person, not what America got to see. You got out way before us. You could have cleared that out. You know what? Alandria wasn't as delusional as y'all might say she was. She was actually cool as fuck. You could have spoke to my true character because you got to meet me in person. These people never met me before.
On the podcast, I said you were cool as fuck, and I even said I think Nick really likes you.
It seemed like you were saying, like, she was feeding into their narrative of her being delusional.
I hate that it was interpreted that way. So I want to say again, I apologize if you interpret it that way, and I hate that the world even interpreted it that way.
It doesn't help though that there was like screenshots of you hearting certain comments about Alandria and I too. So it's like, you know, you're saying this, but then also when they were saying stuff like, oh, Shelly and Alandria need to leave our villa or this or that, or Coco should have still been there or stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
To see that you were liking stuff that was, because there was a big hate train on Alandria and I, which a lot of people played a narrative into by saying just certain comments.
But let's talk about
who
that
played
there's
into
some
it.
Agreement. There's a
Multiple
few people who
people.
Played into the hate train.
And we're
people
still
here?
Getting a lot of hate
yeah,
to this
people
fucking
in
day.
Here that played into it.
Who?
Coco, with your comments.
Baby, I never felt that way. That's
all
not
right.
even, no, I want to talk.
Okay.
I'm Team Chocolate Girls. I'm never shady. I was nothing but nice to y'all from the beginning. I was happy for you. Also, I DM'd you, Alandria.
Yeah, I read it. I wasn't fucking with it.
Yeah, that's the thing though, baby. I'm trying to squash it because
well,
I'm trying to
is,
let you
Coco, know
my true intentions.
You go on live in front of, when you go in front of the world and talk your piece, I'm going to do the same thing. Don't clear things up in private. We're going to do this in public like you did.
But I was never trying to shade you. Because
Alandria,
I'm not that kind of girl.
Who else was